Hi, this is Mama Lisa. I recently spoke about proverbs, specifically to do with animals and whether or not they're well known here. I'm here in New York, so this is specifically from my point of view. I'm sure there are other New Yorkers who may or may not know these proverbs, but I'll let you know from just my experience. And last time I did the A animal proverbs, so today I'll work on the B animal proverbs, starting with badgered to death. Of course, a badgered is an animal. And if you're badgered to death, it means that someone keeps bothering you about something. So this is a common expression. I think most people around me would know it. Next, barking mad. I am familiar with that. Of course, a dog barks. And if you're barking mad, I would say that means that you are crazy. And let's just see if the phrase finder agrees. Yes, and they say it's insane, intensely mad. Okay, so next, barking up the wrong tree. Yes, this is very well known. And it means that you're looking to the wrong place to find what you need. That, like, if someone wants something and they ask you, you could say they're barking up the wrong tree. Although the phrase finder says making a mistake or a false assumption in something you are trying to achieve. But usually the way I would use it would be if my daughter came up to me and said, "Oh, give me money. I want to do this," and I don't want to give her the money, I might say, "You're barking up the wrong tree." Bats in the belfry, this is also known, and it means crazy. And I have no idea where that one comes from. Anyway, the next one is beast with two backs. I've never heard of that one. A bee in your bonnet. It means that you're obsessed with something. So, like, you can't get your mind off of it. But you could imagine, like, an idea buzzing around your head like a bee and going into your bonnet, your hat. Next, beetle browed. That one I'm not familiar with. The phrase finder says this about it, with a furrowed or prominent brow or worried expression. Next, bell the cat. I have never heard this one, and it means to hang a bell around a cat's neck to provide a warning. So, figuratively, it's any task that's impossible to achieve or difficult to achieve. Next, birds of a feather flock together. This is very well known. I would say at least maybe young kids might not know it, but most other people do know it, and it means that you hang out with the people who are like you. Next, the black sheep of the family. This is also well known, and it's someone who does not fit in with the family or is disgraced, who people aren't really happy about. Next, brass monkey weather. I've heard of this, although I don't know what it means. It says very cold weather conditions. All right. A bunny boiler. I've never heard of this one. This is the last B one. So let's see. Bunny boiler. An obsessive or dangerous female in pursuit of a lover who has spurned her. And that comes from the movie Fatal Attraction. All right. I guess I could go on with the C's because there aren't that many. Canterbury pace. Let's see. The pace of mounted pilgrims. So if you imagine from Canterbury Tales how it's about pilgrims taking a pilgrimage on horse. So they would only go so fast. Cat got your tongue. That is a well-known expression. And that means, like, if someone's not talking and you don't understand why, but you're asking them something, you could say, "What did the cat get your tongue?" Cat's cradle. That one is a game, actually. I played that as a kid, where you have a string and you make loops around your fingers, and the other kid will put their fingers in different variations around the string to come up with different formations. And I think that is played around the world, cat's cradle. Chew the cud. That one means to chat. So, like, but just not really about anything in specific. So that's something that you could do with your friend, chew the cud. Chickens come home to roost. This one is known. And that means if you do something bad, it's going to come back to you. Next, cold enough to freeze the balls off a brass monkey. Well, obviously, that means very, very cold. Next, cold turkey. If you go cold turkey, so that means that you're stopping a bad habit like drinking alcohol or smoking. If you go cold turkey, you just stop doing it. You don't slowly ease off drinking or smoking. You just stop doing it. And that's called cold turkey. Next, counting sheep. Yes, that is very well known. And you say if you can't sleep at night, you can count sheep. And I've tried that, and it doesn't really work. It's a very boring task, and it's supposed to put you to sleep. Anyway, it never worked for me. Next, crocodile tears. That is well known, and that means that you're not being sincere in your sorrow of something, because crocodiles, I guess, aren't supposed to cry. Next, cry havoc and let slip the dogs of war. Yes, I've heard of this. And it says in the phrase finder, the military order havoc was a signal given to the English military forces in the Middle Ages to direct the soldiery to pillage and chaos. Next, curiosity killed the cat. Yes, that is still used. And it means if you're curious and you butt in where you don't belong, you could end up in a dangerous situation. And that's it for the B and the C's proverbs about animals. I hope you enjoy this discussion. Bye.